Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for September 25th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So the last couple of days have brought a flood of new Pixel leaks, and it's not stopping yet. Renowned smartphone leaker Evan Blass just dropped the clearest and least watermarked images of the Pixel 5 and the Pixel 4a 5G so far. This time we're getting a clear look at that elusive green variant of the former. The star of this latest leak is definitely the green Pixel 5, which we first got a look at earlier today alongside the Chromecast with Google TV and the new Nest Audio. This image only gave us a side shot though, and it wasn't exactly the most detailed. We also saw some more images of the Pixel 5 in its standard black variant, like the green model. We can also see a green metallic lock button that is new to the Pixel lineup. And let's hope the Pixel 5 doesn't leak too much further though, as we'd like some surprises for that September 30th launch event. After the retail packaging was revealed yesterday, the Chromecast with Google TV has been unboxed. We get a very good and up-close look at the device just under a week before the September 30th announcement though. From another source on Reddit, we see the new Google Chromecast in a stark snow that encompasses the oval shell, which has a centered G logo, a HDMI cable. The rear has various regulatory markings, FCC ID, serial number, and a Made in Thailand label. There's also an indicator light above a button that presumably helps reset the dongle. This unboxing shows that a USB-C to USB-A cable and power adapter, which looks identical to the Stadia controllers, is also included with the Google TV Chromecast. Unlike the Ultra, this plug does not incorporate an Ethernet cable, but the USB-C nature should mean that any hub adapter will work. Google will also be offering a first-party version as an add-on though. This Chromecast with Google TV has been set up to reveal that it's running Android 10 out of the box and has 8GB of onboard storage, although 4.4GB is free to users. Lastly, two AAA batteries are included for the voice remote, which is curved for an ideal hand feel. There's also a dimple on the bottom half to slide off that battery cover. Also in snow, there's a circular navigation D-pad on top with a center select button. That is followed by back Google Assistant, home, mute, YouTube and Netflix buttons. An indent on the bottom houses two keys for TV power and TV input. In between is a microphone cutout, while underneath is an LED that is solid when microphone is activated. The device is rumored to cost $49 and come in two colors. The revamped Google TV interface, which also has a new logo, was revealed this morning in a separate leak. Meanwhile, apps like movies and shows is more of a store directory, though there is a carousel of your apps where we get a look at Gboard TV, which floats at the bottom center of your screen instead of spanning the entire width. The library tab shows content you've purchased recently or watch listed. Lastly, we also get a look at the settings app. Hopefully we get to see more of that device even ahead of that September 30th launch event. Nearly a year after Google Stadia's debut, the rumors of Amazon's competitor have come true. Amazon Luna is the company's new cloud gaming service coming very soon. Amazon Luna is a game streaming service essentially identical to that of Stadia. It streams games from the cloud to apps on PC, Mac, Fire TV, and interestingly, even the iPhone and iPad through special web apps. An Android version will also arrive after launch, which is pretty bizarre to say the least. When Luna makes its debut, it'll arrive with over 100 games, including titles such as Control, Grid, Abzu, Panzer Dragon, Sonic Mania, Metro Exodus, Overcooked 2, Rime, and many others. Ubisoft will be offering its own channel on Luna that will bring major titles such as Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Phoenix Rising, and others to the platform. It's unclear how much the Ubisoft component will cost, but the introductory price for Luna Plus will be $5.99 a month with unlimited gameplay, access to all games, and 1080p 60fps gameplay. Like Stadia 2, Amazon Luna will offer its own controller. That controller skips the latency of Bluetooth or a local connection and goes straight to Amazon's servers, apparently reducing latency by up to 17 to 30 milliseconds. The controller can also switch between devices without repairing, and the Luna controller will cost $49.99 during early access. Amazon Luna will, of course, have integration with Twitch. Streamers will be able to stream their games to Twitch, and viewers will be able to join in on the games with just a click. As we mentioned, it's unclear when Luna will make its debut, but it's certainly an exciting reveal. You can sign up for early access now if you do live in the US though. And finally, the latest Qualcomm chipset for smartphones, the Snapdragon Wear 4100, represents the biggest leap in power Wear OS has ever seen. Yesterday though, the first watch with that chip has finally hit the market. The TicWatch Pro 3 is official, and here's everything you need to know about this latest smartwatch. The TicWatch Pro 3's claim to fame is that it's the first Wear OS smartwatch using that Snapdragon Wear 4100 chipset. The newer and more efficient chip lends itself to 85% better performance and a GPU that's over twice as powerful. In practice, that should in theory eliminate the long-standing performance qualms of Google's Wear OS, with things such as Google Assistant lagging or apps taking a while to open, something the 1GB of RAM only partially solves. So how is it in practice? Well, we have got a hands-on video if you do want to check that out, but the rest of the specs, we'll list them right now. So outside of the chip, the TicWatch Pro 3 makes some other big upgrades for the previous models. It retains the dual-layer display, but increases the size while making the watch itself thinner and lighter. Still, this watch is not small, with dimensions of 47 by 48 by 12.2mm. That bigger size, though, makes room for a bigger 577mAh battery, and in total, MobVoice says it would equate to around about 72 hours between charges with normal usage. Thanks to the low-power signal display too, essential mode can last up to 45 days while still tracking steps, telling time, and capturing other very basic health data. Also new on the TicWatch Pro 3, you'll find an enhanced health suite. Previous offerings such as Tic Health, Tic Motion, Tic Exercise, and Tic Sleep are all here and present, but alongside them you'll find new additions. That starts with the Tic Oxygen, which enables blood oxygen readings, Tic Zen, which helps monitor stress using SDNN and HRV readings, Tic Breathe, which can be used to relax you through breathing exercises, Tic Hearing, which can monitor noise around you to help avoid damaging your hearing, and finally, Tic Sleep has been upgraded to work when in the essential mode. Overall, it seems like a solid suite of health features. Rounding out the TicWatch Pro 3, there's of course the latest version of Google's Wear OS. MobVoice has also introduced a special custom watch face that can use pictures uploaded through a companion app on your phone. There's also a built-in GPS, NFC for Google Pay, workout detection, and everything is wrapped up in an IP68 water-resistant body made of stainless steel and nylon. The TicWatch Pro 3 is available starting today from both MobVoice website direct and Amazon, with pricing starting at $299. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with all the very best deals on Google Gear and more this week.
This weekend's best Google-friendly deals over at 9to5 Toys include the TicWatch Pro 3 smartwatch, which sees a new launch day discount of $255. That's down $54 from the regular going rate, and of course, the first discount we've tracked. Speaking of pre-orders, Samsung's new Galaxy S20 FE is already $100 off. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite offers or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts via your favourite podcast player to get updates for Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.